It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Robert Siegel. All this week, we've been checking in on some of the most interesting Senate races around the country. Today, two states where Tea Party candidates have shaken things up. First, Alaska, where Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski will not be on the ballot, but she's hoping to win as a write-in candidate. As NPR's Martin Costi reports from Anchorage, Murkowski's move is creating a whole new level of uncertainty.
Senator Murkowski lost the Republican primary to Tea Party candidate Joe Miller last month, and now she's running as that most unusual of political animals, the insurgent incumbent.
They tell me that this can't be done, that this is a futile effort. Well, perhaps it's one time that they met one Republican woman who won't quit on Alaska.
That's a not-so-subtle dig at Sarah Palin, who stepped down early as governor. Murkowski says the Alaska Republican Party has been hijacked by Tea Party groups, and this write-in effort of hers looks like a sort of rebellion against the Tea Party rebellion.
There is no book written for what we are embarking on.
Steve Wachowski is the campaign spokesman. At headquarters in the low-rent district of Anchorage, he collapses on an old couch and contemplates the challenges ahead. In a situation like this, an incumbent with good name recognition but running as a write-in, it's not even clear anyone knows how to do an accurate poll. In this uncharted territory, Wachowski talks about waging a guerrilla campaign for moderate and independent voters.
It's actually quite liberating now. 54% of Alaskans are not affiliated with a political party. So we're the ones going against the system.
For supporters of Joe Miller, the idea that Murkowski is against the system is laughable and maddening. Their man won the primary, but they still see themselves as under siege by the political establishment. Greg Pugh revs up his fellow volunteers.
They haven't taken your voice yet. They want it,
Praise the Lord. But
they ain't taking it.
That's right.
This is Miller's campaign office in Wasilla, Sarah Palin's hometown. On this evening, she's busy at home. She's tweeted that she's watching her daughter on Dancing with the Stars. But the volunteers get all the star power they need when Joe Miller walks in.
Hello, Senator.
Where's your beautiful wife?
Miller has a military bearing and a Chuck Norris stubble, and he's scornful of Murkowski's write-in insurgency.
I expected it. It's very difficult for somebody in her position to relinquish power.
He says a vote for Murkowski is a vote to keep things as they are in Washington.
It's really basically a perspective that things are okay, that government can continue in the direction it's going, and that government will continue to expand.
Miller believes in ending earmarks and phasing out federal entitlement programs. Opponents call him a hypocrite, pointing out that he took farm subsidies in the 1990s.
I think Joe Miller peaked. I think that Lisa Murkowski can't win a write-in, and I believe I'm going to be the next United States Senator.
Scott McAdams is the third contender for the title of insurgent to beat. The Democratic mayor of Sitka, he probably didn't stand a chance in this red state until Murkowski's write-in. The initial assumption was that she'd split the Republican vote with Miller and possibly hand the election to Alaska's Democratic voters, a scenario McAdams still wants to encourage.
People, I think, have been conditioned to believe that this is the land of Sarah Palin. Well, I'm here to tell you that Alaska is a state that has the third highest concentration of union employees in the United States of America.
But the state's largest union, the teachers and school employees, is backing Murkowski. And major Democratic figures are also hedging their bets. The Democratic candidate for governor says he'd be good with either McAdams or Murkowski as senator. In the through-the-looking-glass world of Alaska politics, it may be Lisa Murkowski, the Republican incumbent, who ends up as the choice for liberal voters. But the truth is, nobody is willing to bet on the outcome of this race. As one McAdams supporter said, there are just too many variables. Martin Costi, NPR News, Anchorage.